Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second, the first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting third, the DH, Miguel Sano. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jason Castro. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Byron Buxton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ervin Santana. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second, the second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third, the third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth, the DH, Edwin Encarnacion. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting 7th, the left fielder, Austin Jackson. Batting 8th, the center fielder, Bradley Zimmer. Batting 9th, the catcher, Yan Gomes. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Josh Tomlin. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dozier hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Sano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sano takes first base on ball 4. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Encarnacion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Escobar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario bunts in front of the plate. Gomes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Escobar moves to second. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Polanco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castro hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Castro reaches second base with a double. Escobar scores. Rosario goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Byron Buxton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buxton takes first base on ball 4. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer scoops it up and throws to first, with Santana covering, for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall hits a pop-up beyond first. Maurer can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chisenhall moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maurer is 0 for 1 in the game. Maurer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepler strikes out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Zimmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a pop-up towards short. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwin Encarnacion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Castro and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Encarnacion is 0 for 1 in the game. Encarnacion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosario is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castro strikes out. 1 out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buxton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buxton hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chisenhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chisenhall moves to second. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chisenhall moves to third. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Daniel Robertson now playing left field. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mauer moves to third. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a pop-up towards short. Linder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kipnis strikes out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ramirez moves to third. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Encarnacion is 0 for 2 in the game. Encarnacion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosario hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polanco strikes out. 1 out. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Castro reaches second base with a double. Rosario goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buxton strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 0-for-3 in the game. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Dan Otero now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mauer hits a line drive into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Chisenhall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Daniel Robertson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chisenhall moves to second. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomes hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Escobar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Boucher's now pitching. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindor strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Goody now pitching. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosario strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Polanco strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Edwin Encarnacion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Encarnacion is 0 for 3 in the game. Encarnacion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chisenhall is hit by the pitch. Daniel Robertson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Armstrong now pitching. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buxton hits a fly ball into center field. Zimmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Zimmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Kinsler now pitching. Bradley Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer bunts towards the mound. Kinsler fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomes strikes out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 4 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.